This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Kim right now is in for Tracy. Tracy's going to be just a little bit late today. She had an appointment. And wow, you know, we've had a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
And you know, it when you do a show once a week, it feels so a little bit foreign down here, but Food for Thought is back. And usually we start off, bantering about the weeks and such. But we have a little baby in the house, so we're going to do this segment now because she's not sleeping yet. It kind of sounds like it should be the other way around, but when she's sleeping, then we would do the segment. But I don't even think we talked about
the new segment at all. Yeah, this is something we thought about. We were sitting around, and as you know, we always talk about food. And one thing that we were saying is that a lot of times we get into a rut of going to the same restaurants and ordering the same dishes, and I've done that plenty of times. So we thought this would be a fun segment where Amanda and I are going into a restaurant, and instead of us even really looking at the menu, the manager or the cook actually decides what we're going to have to eat. And so that's what we did. We went out a couple of weeks ago, and we went to the Veranda on Hanover Street.
Hold on, I need to make a correction.
Yes.
You said you and Amanda, you forgot to mention Olivia.
No, it hasn't been Olivia, because we went on Friday and Olivia's home with Daddy that day.
Because when you pitched it to me, you said you were going to take a job.
We were. It's worked out that Olivia's dad got to.
My vote actually said, no, let's do it on Fridays when we don't have Olivia.
Right.
Okay. Right. I apologize. So, I should have just kept my mouth shut.
That's all right. So we did. So we went out, Amanda and I, and we went to the Veranda.
I had never been before.
Right. I'm going to let Amanda start talking about the food portion of it. So go for it.
So when we arrived there, we had told them what our limitations were. Being Lent, I wasn't not having meat, so I requested fish. And I'm not a fan of salmon, so I just said anything but salmon, and I'd like to have seafood. And we were talking about seafood all morning, so Kim was craving seafood, so
right.
She stuck with the seafood as well. So we both got seafood dishes. Kim actually got a meal straight from the menu. It was the Sicilian haddock, and sounded amazing. But he got me something off the menu, but it can be ordered anytime. He said the menu is just a guide, really
right.
is just a guide. He really likes to be creative. This is Neville Pereira I'm talking about. He's the chef owner. So he whipped me up a delicious mahi-mahi topped with a mustard beurre blanc sauce. And it was fabulous.
It was.
I remember you guys sending me pictures, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me, because you are talking about Veranda, and you are talking about Neville. Let's let people know where Veranda is,
if they
haven't heard of it.
Yes, Veranda is located right on Hanover Street, and it's Hanover, is it Pine? I'm sorry.
Hanover, in between Pine and Union.
Yes, exactly.
Right, between the old chateau.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, yeah. But it doesn't look anything like the chateau. He's done some beautiful upgrades in there. It's just the ambiance is amazing.
It actually won on WMUR the most romantic restaurant in Manchester. So that was on.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it is. It's really a beautiful setup. Just the right lighting and the tables and
they have
cushiony.
Great drinks.
The drinks are beautiful.
Yep.
And they do most of their pictures themselves on their Facebook page. And honestly, go to their Facebook page, because once you just look at the pictures, you're going to find yourself driving there. The food the presentation is just amazing. My meal had the fish, the haddock had a red sauce. And again, this is something where I wouldn't have ordered anything like
this. Sicilian.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't have ordered anything like that, and it was really good. And one thing we said is, now we're going to have a problem. We're going into these new restaurants. We're trying these new plates, and now we're going to be repeating these plates for the next 5 years.
Yes.
But next time I want to go, and I want to get what Amanda had. So we love the food. It was so good.
Did you get the second picture I sent you of the empty plate?
Yes, I did. And you know, one thing I just want to make, I just want to say it again, Amanda, you did say it, and it is really important to know about Veranda. She was talking about Neville Pereira, the chef owner, and also his daughter, Gucci. Like you said, the menu is really just a guide, because you can, you know, Daryl and I had come back from Florida one time when we went in there, and we had at this Fort Lauderdale restaurant, they call them Scoobies. And, you know, we explained to him, you know, what kind of it was, and now he has Scoobies, like, well, it's not like officially on the menu, but they've had it for specials, and when we come in, that's the first thing all of the staff says to us, do you guys want your Scoobies?
Oh, that's fine.
So, I mean, he definitely will do anything, you know? I mean, if there's something you can't have, don't worry about it.
I believe he encourages it.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
Yes.
Which is great, because, you know, if you're watching what you're eating, and, you know, like I am trying to do all the time, you know, it's very good, and they're very, very accommodating.
Oh, so. They are. Yeah. And now, you know, the good weather's coming, so the Veranda is going to be open. And one thing he said is they have all their, they have planters with all their herbs, and they use all those. So I love that. You know, so you're going to be out there in the, again, a nice atmosphere, relaxing atmosphere. If you do have kids, it doesn't matter if they cry a little, but you're outside. You don't have to feel intimidated being around people who want to have their quiet meal. I just love how it's all set up. It's really pretty. Their lunch menu, this is crazy to me. $5 menu they have for lunch. They have some with your all beef burger served with french fries, lettuce, tomato, fried fish sandwich, and I've seen the sandwich, it's huge, for $5. They have a mac and cheese, and then if you want grilled steak tips, grilled chicken or shrimp on that, add a few extra dollars. But their menu is they have french dip for another sandwich. So their lunch menu looks delicious. They also have brunch on Sundays, 8 to 2, and it's off the menu. And they have crepes that they make. They have the Eggs Benedict, crab cake ones. They said those are very popular. The Bananas Foster crepes they have, Banana Foster crepes, and that's a huge hit. So they do offer a lot, and that's been picking up. And they are going to have a buffet breakfast for Easter. And they recommend making reservations. And, again, that's an 8 to 2 as well.
One thing I wasn't aware of, not to interject here, that they have function rooms.
Right.
And they don't charge for the room. So for anybody that's having baby showers, wedding showers, or weddings even, they have these beautiful function rooms. And they have wonderful meals to go with that.
So. Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, yeah, that Veranda out there is so nice. They set it up really nice. It was kind of towards the end of last year, the season, so to speak.
Right.
So this year they're up and ready, and as soon as the weather is beautiful, get on over to the Veranda. We highly recommend it. Or I should say, Amanda and Kim highly recommend it. I do too. My gosh, yeah. We all highly recommend it.
I know, we can't wait to go back. Yeah, it's one of those things where, oh, girls' night, guess where we're going next. So we're looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Veranda. It was a great opportunity for us to share with our listeners.
I thought you were calling Amanda Veranda.
Anything goes here in the studio. So, yeah, anything else you wanted to add, Amanda?
Do we want to tell them where we're going tomorrow?
Sure, go ahead. That'll be a fun
one. Give them a preview? Oh, yes. I want to know.
Yes, we are headed to right across the street from the Red Arrow. We are going to Gale.
Ooh, Gale Motor Company.
Yes.
Yum.
Very excited for that. And we're actually going to bring your father.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that'll be fun.
It'll be a great time.
Yeah.
So next week we will chat about that.
Yes.
Ooh, good. I love
Gale. Stay tuned.
Great, great place. So stay tuned for next week and hear about their adventures there. So
don't forget to go on Facebook and like Veranda on Facebook, and then like your radio show here too, because we're going to be showing pictures each week when we go places. So you can catch up on that, and we'll have links for you too.
So food for thought.
Very good.
NH, correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Very
Thank
good,
you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay. And Kim is going to stick around until Tracy comes back. And until we get, oh, actually, she is all ready. So without any further ado, I have not talked to Donna in, I don't know, it's been a little while.
It's been a long time. You're going to hear it from her.
I know I am. So get ready, everybody. Welcome on Donna from Delaware.
Hey, been so long. Where you been? Where you been?
You know, I've just, it, you know, it's been crazy. It really has. It's been crazy.
Yeah, you can play that song to somebody else. Don't try to play it to me. You've been boo loving, ain't you?
I've been what?
Boo loving.
Well, maybe.
I know. Look at you. You sound too happy.
Carol's cheeks are actually a little flush right now.
She should be.
She tried to tell y'all that she was making quilts, but she was under the quilt. She ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah,
don't
she's very,
blame me.
Very
it's been
red
cold
now.
And that snow too. Huh? How's everybody doing?
We're good.
Everybody's good. So I heard that y'all going to be hopping around town taking pictures. Y'all taking me with y'all?
Sure. Come on down. When are you coming?
When do you want me to come?
Is
Anytime. It stop snowing up there?
No. They're saying we're going to get snow tomorrow.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. And they're saying
y'all got
like,
the Obama snowman. Y'all got Bigfoot up there. Y'all got too much going on. Y'all call me when y'all can be in tank tops and flip flops.
Right.
And your girl will holler at you.
All right. Wait a week or so.
Wait a week. I got a week.
Just a week.
A week? Oh, because, you know, I got a week, too, because, you know, I've been on this clean eating thing, so we're going to talk about that right now. You know?
Ooh, good.
Ooh, I don't, okay, if you think it's good, okay.
Of course.
All right. Oh, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. Go.
Is that Kim in there?
Yes,
it is.
Donna. Hi,
Kim.
There. Hi.
How you been?
I'm fantastic. Thank
you. Where's Tasty at?
Yes.
Where's Tracy? Tracy
is going to be here a little bit later. She had
a
meeting
first.
She
in trouble, too. Y'all just, okay, it's all right. Everybody, when I get up there, it's going to be a problem. And I'm going to be the problem solver. I'm going to have a pickle and some beets ready for y'all. No, I'm just playing.
Okay.
Now, let's start. I think I get focused. Here we go. Now, as I take end of the month inventory of what has been on my stove, chickpea flour and not chicken flour, black beans and not collard greens, avocados, and I said no to mayo. I can say brown rice was nice, but it's going to be so sweet when I get to eat some meat. Having this time of vegan discovery, I've become enlightened and not frightened by this wholesome way of food fueling this amazing and awesome temple of mine. I most likely will take some of these clean eating habits with me because I think they will come in handy. Yes, I have marched to a drummer's beat of clean eating all this month, made cheese out of sunflower seeds and nutritional yeast because no pork has been on my fork, no beef has been my relief, and no chicken have I been getting for the time being. Yes. I'm welcoming to my final four, and it's about to come to an end of this March Madness. Yeah, baby, in my Dick Vitale voice, March Meatless Madness is about to come to a close. I hope you're as ready as I am for the big spring dance and the recipe of the week. Put on your dancing shoes and do the mashed potato on stage as we eat stage potato cakes. Here's what you'll need to do the WAP and the electric slide while gliding into potato cake heaven. Kink! You'll need a half a cup of chopped fresh sage. It's got to be fresh. F-R-E-S-S. I mean, I can't even spell right. F-R-E-S-H. Fresh. Yo, that's fresh. It got to be fresh. Don't get no dry, no stale, but get some fresh sage. 2 cups of baby Bella mushrooms chopped, 1/2 cup of red onions chopped, 4 large baking potatoes cooked and peeled, 1/2 cup of lentil flour. If you do not have lentil flour, then you're going to have to take some lentil beans and you're going to have to blend them in your food processor. But I found lentil flour in my Indian market, so I don't have to do that work. That's too much work for Don. You'll need 1 teaspoon of sea salt. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of white pepper and 1/2 teaspoon of chopped garlic, 4 tablespoons of coconut oil, and a little more for frying. Now, in a large bowl, you're going to mix your potatoes, lentils, salt, pepper, and garlic. Now, in a skillet, you're going to heat that oil. And once that oil is hot, you're going to place those mushrooms, onions, and sage. You're going to cook for about 5 to 10 minutes. You're going to place it into a bowl and until it's cool to touch. Now, you're going to take about 1/4 cup of that potato mixture, and you're going to make a patty. And you're going to repeat this process. You should have about 8 patties. Next, place a good size amount of the mushroom mixture, about a tablespoon in the center of your potato cake, and you're going to top with another cake, and you're going to seal to make a stuffed cake. No, you will have leftover mushroom mixture, which you're going to serve on the side like I did of your potato cake. Once all your cakes are been stuffed, like mine, stuffed, two stuffed, heat your pan with a half a cup of coconut oil, and you're going to fry your cake for 2 to 3 minutes or until brown. You're going to transfer it to an oven of 355 degrees, and you're going to let that bake for about 15 minutes before serving. Now, that's how you get down, get down, get down, get down with a jungle boogie. Hey, Ken!
Hi, Ted. I can hear Ted in the background.
No, 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 he can't. Don't speak to him. Get out. Don't speak to him. I told you. Watch it, Dale. Yeah, I had to tame this tiger. Because you know why? Get on. Because he hasn't eaten meat. I haven't eaten meat in almost 40 days. Can you imagine that?
Ooh.
Girl, uh-oh. You should see what I'm looking like.
Oh, I bet.
Break your face. Show you what you're working with.
I bet. Well, that recipe sounds pretty interesting.
It's interesting because I use fresh sage, and I never use fresh sage. Now, I found a recipe that said use fresh dill, but I'm not into dill like that unless it's on a pickle and other things. But anyway, I wanted fresh sage, and I used fresh sage, and it was amazing.
Now, is fresh sage easy to find?
Yeah, like, I found it, you know me, in the Newark Farmers Market, I'm all forever in there, but I found it fresh. And then after I used the half a cup, I put the rest in the freezer. So you can find fresh, I don't know if y'all can find it, but I found fresh sage, and it was amazing. It tastes much better, because I know the only time I find sage is in poultry seasoning. How about you?
Same. But you know what? Next time I go like to Whole Foods, I'm anxious now to check. I bet you it's there, but I've just never really looked for it. So, interesting.
Definitely, not even on. Well, y'all don't have a Wegmans, do y'all? Because I know they have noodles in there that you can like. Because everybody's on this kick of not eating carbs, and so they got zucchini noodles and carrot noodles and all kinds of noodles.
Love
now.
Those. Have
you
love
seen
those.
Them?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love those. Oh yeah,
but girl! I can't wait to eat me some turkey, some fish, some chicken, some. I want something and some hot grease soon and very soon. Tell Daryl I'm coming up to fry him up some chicken. I'm gonna have chicken flour all over.
Don't
your
tell
new
him that, because you're gonna need to come for sure.
Hear me? I got that kitchen needs to be christened. This needs to be blessed with some chicken flour, so everybody's good.
Everybody's very good. Yes, everybody's good.
And have you been cooking up a storm or just sewing up a storm?
Both. Really? I've been home quite a bit, and I've been doing both. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, with this not eating no meat, you had to come up real creative ways. And so I made cheese. Can you believe it? Out of sunflower seeds. I didn't know you could do it, but I did it.
Wow. Interesting.
I did it. It was very interesting. Normally they use cashews, but they said sunflower seeds are better. And so I went and you boil the sunflower seeds first, and then you take a little bit of the liquid and you pour the sunflower seeds in a food processor with nutritional yeast and coconut oil and salt and garlic and blend it up, and it makes cheese. It tastes like cheese. If I could fool my mama with it, you know it's pretty deep.
Wow.
Carol, you're going to have to try that one. See if you can fool Daryl with that.
Interesting.
And it was banging because I've been making, like, you know how you make vegetable cakes I'm using like a lot of lentil beans, but they're dried, and chickpea flour and all that. And so I mixed it with like zucchini and carrots, and without using eggs, and made cakes. And I put that cheese on there. It was slamming.
Ooh. All right. Sounds good.
I'm not going to do that when I come up there. I want to get some hot grease and fry up some chicken and put chicken flour all over your kitchen.
Yeah, so, I know.
So, but this clean eating and this potato cakes. But for all my Jewish people, that would be a good latke to make. So go on and make these instead of making a latke, cuz it ain't got no meat or nothing in them. So they're banging. So y'all know, Don's got to get out of here. Life is for living and food's for giving. And you know you got to make some cakes, shake some cakes, bake some cakes, move some cakes. Because Donna got some cakes to bake. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Donna. See you next week.
She goes out with a bang.
Whoa. She comes in with a bang.
I know.
And she leaves with a bang.
Yes, she does.
Oh, my. All right. And you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Kim is in for Tracy for the moment. And we're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Kim is in for Tracy. Tracy just had an appointment. She's just going to be running just a little bit late. It's like so convenient having Kim working in the Red Arrow Diner corporate office for us to just say, Kim, can you come down on the radio?
And it's Kim. Fun. Meet all these great guests. It's a lot of fun.
I think she likes it.
I do.
Well, I know that we love having you upstairs. It's just been a... It's been a great match. It really has.
I've had a blast.
Really, really good.
I'm so happy.
Good.
And I'm so glad it worked out for everyone.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, when I heard you were looking, you know, that was a while ago. I was like, hold on there.
And I was hired the next day.
And she started the next day.
Yeah,
I think.
How cool.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, well, this time of year, before we get to the top of the hour, this is the time of year that all of the best of results come in. So,
I know.
It's fun. It's exciting and, you know, and all that. I love, take for instance, Bobby Marcotte.
Yeah.
You know, he is just so in his game right now, like his element. Bobby Marcotte's the chef, and I believe he has something to do with ownership over at Tuckaway Tavern, and he's getting ready to open up Hop and Grind, which is going to be I can't wait to see.
Where's that going to be?
In Durham.
Oh, okay.
Hop and Grind is going to be crazy, amazing burgers.
Oh, wow.
So I can't wait for that. And I was so happy this morning when I opened up Facebook and looked on Facebook, and Bobby had, I didn't realize that the best of Hippo came out. And Hippo, go grab your Hippo. It's out today. Today's Thursday. It's Hippo Day. And you can see all of the results of the best of Hippo. So, and Bobby Marcotte, this is what I was getting at. He won like so many of them, which is so, so great. Best restaurant overall, which is really cool. All kinds of stuff. I don't even remember them all because he had so many of them.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Congratulations over to Bobby over there and lots of other ones. And, you know, always the staples, like my favorite one. Have you ever had the French fries?
Where?
Like best of Manchester French fries. They got best of Manchester for French fries. Cesario's.
Oh, okay.
Over on Elm Street.
Really?
You've
they
never
have the
had
best
them?
French
Are
fries?
You kidding me?
I'm
You've
not.
Never. Oh my! We have to do that. Well, no, I can't do that. they are so good. They're the crinkle cut.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to get them a little crispier, so I'll
me
say
too.
You know on the well done side.
Yeah.
But they're seasoned, so just say. Seasoned French fries.
What are they seasoned with?
Like it is Parmesan just, it's like a or... special, no cheese. It's just a special seasoning.
Okay.
They're to die for.
Oh, I'm going to have to try
so
those.
So they won again. And, you know, you see all of, it's just, I love reading this. This
yeah.
is usually like my, I just kind of, glanced at it a little bit. So I haven't read
a
lot of it.
Again, it brings you to a new place of, oh, I'm going to go try that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think it's informative for everybody.
Exactly. Now, there was one thing, Jody Reese, good friend of mine, he's the publisher of The Hippo. I was reading his opening article and I thought this was really kind of interesting. They talking about the best of, and we do this to focus on what really sets New Hampshire apart from the rest of the nation. One of those things is ice cream.
Okay.
Now, isn't that kind of surprising? 77% of you think that it's a year-round food, and I agree, he says. Interestingly, New Hampshire eats more ice cream per capita. I'm trying to look at you as I'm reading, and I really shouldn't
That's
do that because
okay.
it's radio and it doesn't matter right,
right
now. So I'm just going to keep looking
That's
at
fine.
The magazine. New Hampshire eats more ice cream per capita than almost any other state in the country.
Wow.
We even beat out Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont, which are big ice cream states.
Wow.
Now, isn't that surprising?
Very.
I found that
I wonder
really
why.
Interesting.
What, do we have more ice cream stands on every corner or something? Or
I don't know. I do know that... You know, where our office is at 814 Elm Street, which is right where we are broadcasting right now, We're live. You can come have lunch at Midtown Cafe and you can watch us. But right two doors down is Granite State Candy and Ice Cream.
Right.
And yeah, they have like really good ice cream. And of course, we're very lucky because we have Ben and Jerry's right down the
right
street.
Right down there.
You know.
And they're doing a free cone day, by the way.
Yeah, that's coming
April.
Up. It must be.
Oh, goodness.
Usually, like,
I think it's
spring.
April 4th. Free cone day, they said. And then bring in an extra dollar if you want another scoop. I just read the sign when I was walking to the post office.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So check that. Double check on their Facebook page
there
to make sure. But it's something like that.
And I do need to mention also, because we're talking about HIPPO, I got to also, New Hampshire Magazine just came out with all of their results as well. And Red Arrow Diner.
Red Arrow was all over.
Quite a few of them as well.
Wonderful.
We also won Best Diner at HIPPO, too. But New Hampshire Magazine, so fun. The you know, they kind of, the end of the best of, they celebrate it with the best of New Hampshire party.
Right.
Which is so fun.
That's amazing. The Fisher Cat Stadium.
Yes. They've had it there the last couple of years.
I like
and
it.
I you know, I'm partial to the, well, it's not
well,
the Verizon, it's now called SNU. That's right. SNU Arena. I was kind of partial to it being over there. I don't know because I don't know. But it's, I'm not saying it's very good at the Fisher Cat.
They end it with fireworks.
More room and they end it with fireworks.
It's nice night out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it rains, it's still, you're still under, you know, under the weather.
Under the covers.
Under the covers of the weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that party takes place on Thursday, June 15th. So you can buy your tickets at NH Magazine. Actually, I'm pretty sure you can go to Best of NH Party. Just Google it and you'll, you know, you don't really need any websites hardly anymore.
I know. Do a Google
because you
right
just like
it.
Google and they just like all kind of pop right up.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we are.
Congratulations
at the top
to Red
of
Arrow
the hour.
Too, and all
Thank
the other
you
best.
And everybody else. Definitely. We're at the top of the hour. We are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we'll be joined with couple of folks from the Yard Restaurant. Yes, the Yard Restaurant. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.